Wait.
Broadcasting from the iconic 299 Queen Street West.
Ladies and gentlemen, children of all ages,
please welcome
Virgin Mornings.
Love the mornings.
With Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
Very fun, isn't it?
Okay, let's go.
Well, hello! It's Friday morning. It's going to be 20 degrees today, and it's going to rain a lot. Today and tomorrow and into Sunday morning, I think it's going to be like, what's the name of the hurricane? Tropical impression? It's like Wilma? I don't know. Hey, Weather Girl Jax, do you know anything?
Yeah.
You know what? No, I don't. I just know that we're going to get heavy. Don't
you? Why are you trying to hide under the table over there? Are you supposed to know this stuff?
Don't you put me up. Now I'm the weather woman.
Hurricane Pamela.
Pamela. Yeah.
Coming for your spot, Jax. Watch out.
You can have it.
You don't want it.
So it is going to be kind of rainy and wet for the next 48 hours, which is good because there's a lot of great TV coming out this weekend, including You, Season 3, in Succession. And nobody else likes Succession but me, apparently, I like it. All right? Now, we got a great morning at 7 o'clock, too, here. Who's haunting Jax for Wonderland passes? Then we've got 5K date at 8 o'clock. And then at 9 o'clock, tickets to the Toronto Maple Leafs.
Yeah, baby. Oh,
wow. As in, you can go to a game. How great is that?
Incredible.
That's been a long time since we've done the Leaf giveaway.
When was the last time you saw anything live? I want to go around. That's what my question for you around the room is today. TJ, go.
It's been a really long time, like 2 years. I think the last thing I did live was a concert with you guys, and I want to say it was Post Malone.
Post Malone in the box with the listeners, yeah.
Unless we count when I went to the movie theaters and I saw Sonic the Hedgehog.
We don't count that.
Okay, then it was Post Malone.
Or Cats. Jax, what about you? Last time you were in a big stadium full of people.
A big stadium full of people would have probably been Post Malone. I was at like a smaller show setting live music in the February, right before the pandemic hit, though. Yeah, seeing some friends play music, and like it was a long time ago.
Producer Leah.
Okay, I feel ashamed about this one because it was recent. It was this past summer because I was in Florida. I know.
That's cheating. Oh, yeah. You know what? That's the one place COVID never hit.
Doesn't exist there.
Yeah.
Right? Neither does reality. In Florida anyway. It's been a while. I remember actually talking to TJ. He was going to go to the Leafs game on like March 15th against Nashville that was canceled in 2020. They're like, we're not really sure, but we need 2 weeks to flatten this curve. Yeah. You remember that?
I do remember. Remember me sitting here telling you, like, I don't think I'm going to the game tonight.
Yeah.
I remember thinking, I don't think he's going to the game tonight either.
Everything happened very quickly after that.
And then super slow. So anyway, listen. Leafs tickets, full barn. As in, everybody is allowed in, 18,000 people, and you can be one of them. And we'll give that to you at 9 o'clock this morning. Now, in the meantime, does Kesha have a series coming out on ghost hunting? Maybe. We'll get to it at 6:10.
Is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
A 99.9 Virgin Radio.
It's the era of weird celebrity TV shows,
isn't it?
So, I don't know if you know this or not, but Demi Lovato's got a UFO hunting show. Earlier this week, they were talking about how they found the term alien for aliens.
Yes.
Offensive. So there's that. Now Kesha.
Has a show.
And Kesha's show is going to be about ghost hunting. And, you know, like those paranormal hunter shows
are the funniest thing on earth.
Because they never find anything. And so it's like, it's just like a twig cracks in the woods. I'm like, wow, did you hear that? And they replay it for half an hour.
But they also do really well.
It's such captivating television. Yeah. But the thing is, like, they always tease the episode before they show the episode. And you hear, they're like, what was that? That's what they show at the beginning.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you're like, well, that's 40 minutes into the episode, but I'm still going to watch it.
Yeah.
Thinking that, like, if somebody discovered that ghosts were real and there was indisputable proof, that might be bigger news.
That would be headline news, I would think. I love those shows because it's all you're paid to do if you're there is go, what was that? And that's what Kesha's going to do. She's going to have a what was that show? And to promote this show, she sort of mentioned in an interview that she may or may not have had sexy time with a spirit in the past.
You know what? Ghost sex is in right now. And
there are a lot of people talking about this ghost sex.
It is a hot thing. Yeah.
What's the deal?
All right, Jax,
I don't know.
If you were going to have sex with one ghost, who would it be?
Good
question.
Thank you.
One ghost?
One ghost.
Oh, my God.
Well, it doesn't have to be one ghost.
Do they have to be dead now? Or like a... Okay.
They'd probably have to be dead.
Who do you want to die in the
house? It's Halloween.
That?
I mean, come on.
Yeah. Ooh. David Bowie, but to cuddle afterwards.
Yeah, okay.
To cuddle
good
afterwards.
Pick.
Yeah,
good pick.
Yeah. What about you?
This isn't weird at all. Yeah.
999, 999. What ghost do you want to have sex with?
All right.
Well, anyway, so it'll be kind of Kesha walking around in the woods and you know, visiting haunted places, and
she can do whatever.
Blair Witch Project sort of stuff, right?
She can do whatever she wants. She had all that Dr. Luke stuff. She deserves to just do her own thing and celebrate herself.
You know, I was thinking about that. So here's what I'm thinking. Like, your life, if you're a touring musician, is, you know, as much as you get paid a lot of money, whatever, the schedule isn't easy, right? You're up early, you're doing radio hits, like you're coming into morning shows like ours, and you've performed that last night to, like, you know, 11 o'clock. You probably can't sleep till 2, and then you're up early doing an interview and doing phoners and promoting your record, and your record company's breathing down your neck, and it is stressful, and you're away from your family for like years at a time. If you're shooting one of these shows, you get paid a fortune, and you show up for like, you know, 2-3 weeks, and then it's done. So it's kind of nice. It seems like it's probably a nice little vacation,
and you get to do a ghost.
We are actually getting text messages from people.
What are people
right
saying?
Now, first one's Heath Ledger.
Oh, yeah.
Okay,
I should have forgot about Heath.
All
right, we'll keep him coming.
No, I mean, we don't have to.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Good news, bad news. I'm going to start with the good news. Got a text message from Liz, who you would normally be in the 905, but Liz is not in the 905 right now. She said, hey, guys, doing an internship in Kentucky, but I still download the podcast of your show every morning to get a little piece of home. Miss you guys.
Aww. Hey, so that's so nice.
Shout out Liz.
She's like Kentucky Fried Chicken, KFC is from there.
So I am going to I'm gonna escape past that one to let you know that you can get our podcast on Spotify and iHeartRadio and everywhere else.
Yeah, baby.
And you can watch pieces of it on Virgin Radio Toronto, where you can get great things like, hey, Kentucky Fried Chicken from Kentucky.
Man.
Now, the bad news. Apparently there's a reason why we wake up at 3 a.m. and think about our fears.
Oh, good.
What a transition.
No, I thought that worked perfectly.
I think that was smooth. I think that was very smooth.
No wonder Liz downloads our podcast.
So according to psychology researchers, in a normal night's sleep, our neurology reaches a turning point around 3 or 4. Your core body temperature starts to rise. Sleep drive is reducing because you've had a chunk of sleep. And melatonin has peaked, and so there's other levels of cortisol and that sort of thing are increasing as the body prepares to launch you to the day. So we wake up at times during the night when light sleep is more common and when sleep is going well for us, and we're unaware of this. But if you're feeling a little bit of stress in your life, it's also the most raw point. So you're basically the most sensitive when you kind of wake up. And then oftentimes, if you're like us and you're slightly anxious, like all of us, you go to the worst place.
Yeah.
And you don't necessarily have the brain function at that point.
To dig yourself out.
To be like, okay, this is my brain being ridiculous. I'm going to move past this.
Yeah.
So let me ask you this. You're waking up at 4 a.m.
Yep.
And you're thinking about something. Now, we wake up at 4 a.m. anyway.
Yeah.
But let's say 3 a.m. then.
Okay. Okay.
You're waking up out of a dead sleep and your mind's going to start racing. What for you is the thing that gets your mind racing where you cannot get back to sleep?
I'm convinced somebody's mad at me.
Yeah?
Every morning I wake up and I'm either starting a fake argument with someone in the shower or I'm thinking somebody's mad at me.
TJ sometimes calls us after the show and goes, hey, this is like 6 hours later. I'll be like, hey, listen, this morning I kind of teased you on something. I'm just wondering if you're feeling okay. We're like, yeah, man, I can't even remember that. He's like, oh, I've been thinking about it all day.
Yeah.
It's rumination, though. It's a real thing, man. It's a real, real thing. You just got to learn how to get yourself out of those portals. You know?
Dax, what about you?
Definitely, you know, people pleasing is on that list, but I would say just failure. In general.
That's very extreme. Yeah.
Okay. In general.
Is it too dark to ask you for an example of
what would
failure you're talking
to you?
About?
Well, I mean, like, I've moved away from, like, my home. So, like, this is, like, a big thing for me. Like, you know, I'm reaching my goals. I'm on a morning show with the guys I love. And just losing it all at once, you know?
That'll be taken away from you.
Loss is a big thing.
Producer, I think it's good at this part of the morning. We all kind of share our fears here. So, Producer Lee and I will get through ours quickly. And then we want to get to you at 999. Producer Lee, what's yours?
I, for some reason, always think that my aunts and uncles are just not proud of me.
Oh,
whoa. Really? So you don't care about your parents' pride. It's mostly just your aunts and uncles.
My parents, they live in a world where all three of their kids are perfect.
Okay. Yeah.
So I have that.
Yeah.
But my aunts and uncles, for them,
they
it's like
if it.
I, they don't see it. And also, if I'm not on TV, then I'm not.
You're not in media.
I'm not making money. Yeah. And I'm not successful in any way.
Did you tell them this is the cooler medium?
No. My mother's always like, when are you going to be on TV next? I'm like, I'm on the radio every day. I can't get it on my iPad. I don't want it, okay?
No. So it has to be TV.
Can I tell you honestly what gets me?
Yeah.
Is that I feel like I've been so lucky, and I'm not sure if anybody feels this way, but I feel like I've been so lucky with Everly. I've been lucky in my new relationship, and I've been lucky in my career, although we worked really hard.
Yeah.
And I feel like one day, and this is what happens at 3 a.m., it's all going to be gone.
Yes.
Like, I don't know why. It's just like, it doesn't make any sense. Like, I got a therapist. My therapist is like, okay, you got to ask yourself, is it possible?
Yeah.
Sure, it's possible. Is it probable?
Yeah.
It's the other shoe drop syndrome.
Yes.
Yeah,
I deserve to be here.
Yeah.
You know?
It's like, no, something bad's coming.
Yeah. I don't deserve something this good all the time. Something bad's going to happen.
So it's a little bit of group therapy here. But are any of the fears that we've heard from each other justified?
Mine probably are. There's usually a lot of people mad at me. I don't know about you guys.
We're not asking you about you. All right. So 416-872-9999. 999 to text. And by the way, no, they're not. But I'm curious. If there's one subject that like you wake up at 3 a.m. and you start thinking, your mind starts racing, what is it for you?
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
A 99.9 Virgin Radio.
So you wake up at morning or wake up at 3 a.m. and you have that, you know, those nights where your brain just wakes up and starts racing.
Oh, yeah.
They're saying that that happens because your body's already had somewhat of a good sleep.
Yeah.
Although you're not there yet. And basically what's happening inside your body is that it's getting ready to launch you for the day. So your hormones and that sort of thing are starting to sort of ramp up. You're coming into a lighter sleep.
Yeah.
You might be exhausted for the rest of the day, but your body's like, no, this is the time. And the thing that won't let you get back to sleep, though, is your brain. And so we're asking kind of like, what's your 3 a.m. fear? And then we're going to banish that fear. Okay.
Yes.
So hit us up, TJ. What do we got? 999-999.
From the 905. Hi, guys. My favorite people. Constant fear of not being good enough in my employment and relationships.
Yeah.
That less than worthy feeling.
So common.
Yeah. Very common.
So common. Rumination about that is so common.
So also like imposter syndrome, right?
Yes!
You get to a place in your life where you're like, I finally made it. Are they going to find out that I don't belong here?
Yeah. I don't deserve it. Yeah.
Hey guys, what do we know about imposter syndrome? Is it real?
No, it is not real. No. You are very, very worthy and you're there for a reason.
And by the way, you're also loved.
Yeah, I love you so much.
All right, next one.
Sydney in the 519. When I wake up at 3 a.m., I quickly look at my phone and stress about how many more hours I get to sleep before I have to get up for work. And it's not like a normal amount of stress. I use my fingers to count, LOL. That is, I think, a fear of preparedness.
Is that what it is?
I think so.
Can we talk about that? Because you're the one in the room that's got that, right?
Yeah. And it's basically, it's just another form of anxiety that you feel like you're unprepared and that you're going to screw something up.
What's your dream? What's the dream you always have?
I have a recurring nightmare once a week, no exaggeration, where it's the first day of school and I show up and I've lost my schedule, so I don't know where I'm supposed to be. And then I find out that it's actually a week into school. So I'm a week late in the school. I don't know what class I'm supposed to be in. And then all my teachers are mad at me because I haven't been there for a week unannounced.
So as terrifying and stressful as that sounds, is it real?
No,
it's not real.
Because I'm the most prepared person.
Yes,
100%.
And if you sit there and you really think about it, you know exactly what
you're
doing.
I got my pants ready to go for the morning.
Last one.
Yeah. Alicia in the 416. I have a bad fear response that I just freeze when I'm in conflict and I can't communicate properly.
Oh.
I wake up and think endlessly about what I could have said to get my point or make my case in my head over and over again, or what could happen the next time I speak. It's very unhealthy.
When you grow up in like households that conflict is not well done, or that you don't have conflict at all, or don't, you know, act okay in it, it's so hard as an adult to come out of that sometimes you turtle. Like, I turtle in conflict all the time.
Right.
And it's something that I've been actively working on, but like, girl, I feel you. That is hard.
So that's a learned skill too, by the way.
Absolutely.
And I think what you have to do is it's kind of like quieting your mind a little bit. And being like, here is my point in one sentence and then drop it. But by the way, when you go out afterwards, what you should do is just let it go.
Yeah.
We should move on if you can. And the reason I say that is when you get into an argument and you get a little bit flustered and you don't get your point across, at the end of the day, arguing with yourself about it in the shower, mm-hmm. something I do, something I know TJ does,
it's horrible.
It doesn't get anywhere. It just makes you more stressed out, right?
It's like sitting in the rocking chair, something to do, but it gets you nowhere.
So write it down.
Yep.
And bring it to the conversation get next time. And go, here are my problems. I've actually had arguments with girlfriends where I've like been like, my issue here is, and I'll write it down.
Yeah.
And then I'll say, here's the problem.
Some of my most healthy communication with partners has been like paper to paper communication. Yeah, you sit there like a business meeting, and it's so healthy. It feels so bizarre, but it's so so good.
Interesting.
Well, it feels bizarre if you're not used to doing it, right?
Yeah.
Can I read one more text from
Justin? Yeah, let's do it.
From the 905, I wake up sometimes and realize that I don't have a plan if an assassin was after me. So I had to make a plan, and it took 2 hours, even though I realized I wasn't worthy of an assassin being hired to kill me.
Can I tell you a secret?
Well, yeah. Do you
have a plan?
I had a plan for the end of the world when the pandemic began, because I was like, I gotta go. How am I gonna get back to Atlanta, Canada, to get in my Volkswagen and flee? That's as far as
I've
gotten.
Where are you gonna go?
What's that, to Nova Scotia? But then they closed down the borders, and I was like, all right, well, I'm stuck here with TJ and Adam.
Quebec is as far as I go.
Virgin Mornings
with What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
The Ontario Vaccine Passport app launched early. Yay!
Yay!
But people have no idea how it works. We've been using our vaccine receipts since the 22nd to enter restaurants and gyms, etc. But the new app called Verify Ontario is going to be in use on October 22nd, which is sneaking up on us. And the app has been available for download since yesterday afternoon in the Apple and Google app stores. But people are having a really hard time with it because the instructions are kind of unclear. So it says to scan the QR code on an Ontario government-issued vaccine certificate. And people are like, where's my QR code on my vaccine certificate? I thought this was giving me a QR code. So I don't know. I guess they're releasing it early for businesses, but you can still download it. So it's not officially ready for us yet. So I'm assuming it is the government. So they're probably trying to work out some bugs. But yay!
It's a lot of bugs, eh?
Always bugs, Jax. There's always bugs. Toronto was just ranked one of the most sexually liberal places on earth. This is according to a German magazine called... Adam, wait. A German magazine called Lust.
Well, they would know.
Yeah. Toronto's been ranked one of the most sexually permissive cities in the world. The study looked at things like sex shops, gay bars, gay pride, access to contraceptives, gender discrimination laws, and the legality of sex work. And Toronto ranked 14 out of an overall 25 cities. Not the only Canadian city to make the list, which is cool. Montreal came in at 9th, and Vancouver was in 25th place.
I'm actually surprised Montreal's not higher.
Yeah. Montreal is incredible.
It's pretty wild. Yeah, that's the thing, right? Like, I guess, you know, sometimes we feel like we're living in a bubble here.
Yeah.
Where, like, this is what we have here is like the rest of the world, and it is decidedly
not.
No,
it's not.
Yeah.
Very lucky.
Doja Cat just surpassed Drake as the rapper with the most monthly Spotify listeners. Not a lot of people have talked about that, but that's incredibly impressive considering, you know, it's Drake.
Yeah.
Doja Cat clocked in over 300,000 more listeners than Drake for a monthly total of $63.6 million. Million listens, not dollars. Drake garnered 63.3, according to the Spotify app. We've talked about this, but people are not making enough about what a year Doja Cat has had.
It's because she hasn't been allowed to go on tour.
Yeah.
And you just wait. Once she goes to different cities, it's going to be unreal.
Oh, yeah.
It's
nuts. Unbelievable. She put out like 4 or 5 hits this year.
Yeah.
Massive songs. That's what's trending. I'm TJ.
We have a massive announcement for you at 7 o'clock.
Yes.
Like, this one is really exciting because it involves you and it involves... Can I say anything else? Do I have to wait?
No. You can't say anything.
Money?
No. No.
Well, you said that already,
okay.
So.
Okay. Yeah.
What's next with money and you at Virgin Radio? How about that? 7 o'clock, 2 songs from now.
Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Hurricane Pamela's coming in to hang out for a couple days. So it's going to rain today, rain tomorrow, rain into Sunday morning, a little sun Sunday afternoon. Picked a perfect weekend to go to the pumpkin patch, going to Pingles tomorrow. My kid is going to get soaked.
Yeah.
Oh, she's going to hate it.
Nah, she'll be all right.
She's chill.
But if you make her have a bad time now, maybe she'll never drag you to a pumpkin patch again.
Could be. Now, we have a huge announcement. That would be nice. Huge, huge, huge announcement right now. And then we're going to follow it up with a contest. So the first thing is Virgin Radio's Live Rent Free is back.
Yay!
That's starting this Monday. Listen, every 2 hours, starting at 6 a.m. and we'll give you a new keyword. Plus, every weekend, you're going to have bonus chances to qualify at 12 and 2. So when you hear each hour's keyword, you're going to have 5 minutes to text it to us. That's right. We're going back from website to text. You're going to need to text your full name along with the keyword to 999999. If we call you and you answer, you're just going to score $100 cash, and you will be one step closer to living rent-free for an entire year.
Incredible.
We will pay your rent bill in 2022. The year is on us. We want you to live rent-free. It's Toronto's number one hit music station, 999 Virgin Radio.
Love
just
it.
In
That's
case
right,
you
baby.
Didn't know. And in the meantime, while you're thinking about living rent-free, let's send you to Halloween Haunt for free. We got 4 tickets for you with Who's Haunting Jax. It's a celebrity.
Ugh.
And they are in her bedroom.
And they won't leave. They haven't left.
No.
They won't leave.
If you can identify them correctly at 416-872-9999, you will banish the ghosts and Jax will be able to sleep again. Hit us up. It's Ed Sheeran, Virgin Radio.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
So I took Everly for what has to be her 6th COVID test.
Darling.
Although I think it's more.
Yeah.
And if you've got a kid right now, the one thing I have to say is that thank God I didn't have to do homeschooling, right? Daycares have been open.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For most of it. But anytime a kid gets a runny nose, they have to go for a COVID test.
Yeah.
And I understand that completely. Like, you know, it's one of those things, you got to keep people safe. And although it's not prevalent in kids right now, you still got to be careful. They can't get vaccinated. Like, you know.
The only part where you're lucky is, you're lucky that kids don't have runny noses often, right?
That's why it's been so often.
Yeah.
It's like every other week.
Especially 2-year-olds.
Yeah. So she is 2.5. And the thing was, when I started taking her for these, first off, it's always at Women's College Hospital and they're always amazing.
Yeah.
They're great.
Yeah.
But you see your kids sort of develop. So when she started at daycare in January, she was 1.5 years, didn't speak much, like was very chatty, but didn't really say much that you could understand, is now speaking in full sentences, tells you how she feels, and her memory has picked up enormously. Because so what used to happen was I would like skip up to the building with her and she wouldn't know what we were doing.
Yeah.
And so this time, though, I noticed a marked difference. So first off, I get there and you have to wait in like a tent in a line outside. And she's now old enough that she has to wear a mask. She's over 2.
Oh, honey.
So they give you, it was really cute though.
Yeah.
So they give you a fresh mask, and then they gave her a fresh mask. And I was like, okay, so you got to wear the mask. And like, just like daddy said, over the nose. She's like, daddy, this is my nose. This is my nose. But then she gets in to the hospital. And we're starting to do the intake.
Yeah.
No meltdown.
Okay.
Not yet. And I'm just wondering if any other parents have been through this. So you start to know when your kid's a little bit like, I feel like I've been here before and I'm not sure I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
But they again, WCH does like amazing thing. They put like Paw Patrol and Peppa Pig, her 2 favorite shows, on the wall. There's like stickers and she's like, Daddy, it's Daddy Pig and it's George Pig.
Her people
Mr.
are there.
Dinosaur and like really excited and whatever.
Her friends.
Yeah, her buddies. And so we're distracted by that and they've got a Mr. Potato Head with a mask there. And, you know, just fun stuff like that.
Incredible.
Trying to keep her distracted. But the second they said, the nurse comes out. And this was Nurse Carol. She came out with a mask or her big, you know, shield on and a mask on. And she said, is this for Everly? And I was like, yep. And she's like, okay, follow me. And as soon as she said it, Everly was like, Daddy knows.
Daddy knows.
As in her nose? Daddy knows what's about to happen.
Daddy knows what's about to happen.
Daddy knows.
As in, Daddy, I know they're going to do something to my nose and I don't like it.
Oh.
So let me walk you through this, okay?
Darling.
And God bless the nurses here because they get this all the time.
Yeah.
So first off, they do the little distraction technique with the stickers.
Yeah.
Because you sit in the office.
Yeah. Works for me.
And you get the sticker. Yeah, TJ gets a pumpkin sticker as well. She gets to choose 2 stickers, one before and one after.
Oh,
okay,
incentive.
So she got a witch sticker and she got it on her finger and she's very excited about this new sticker. But she really wanted a pumpkin one.
Okay.
And I said, okay, you be a good girl and you get the pumpkin one afterwards. And so we're sitting there and what you have to do as a parent, and I just want you to imagine this one. You have to sit them on your lap. You have to put one arm around them so you lock their arms down. And you have to put your hand over their head, like their forehead, and pull it back.
Oh, poor thing.
Because they got to get up there. And like, you know, she's a 2.5-year-old. I have the physical advantage, but it doesn't mean I can keep her still.
Yeah.
Like, imagine you didn't.
It's tough enough to get her nails cut.
They're squirmy.
They are squirmy. She's really good. So this poor nurse comes up and And as soon as that Q-tip comes out,
oh, she's mad.
Screaming. Yeah. Oh, and we're talking like peel the paint off the wall volume, right? Just painful.
Yeah.
And I'm like, this poor woman has to do this every day to all these little children.
Yeah.
And so anyway, they stick it up there and, you know, brain tickle around, and all that. And like, you just, I'm trying to hold her straight and you don't realize how strong these kids are moving the head back and forth.
No!
And it's like torture. And then she's red in the face and there's snot and there's all this other stuff.
Just
and,
a mess.
And she pulls it out. And of course, you know, the second that that happens, they turn around and they grab you and they hug you. But also they're kind of looking at you like, you betrayed me. How could you bring me to this this palace of torture? And you feel terrible as a parent. So here's the worst part. And this is the part I feel worst about as a parent. You can hit us up at 999-999 if you've ever been through this.
They didn't give her a second sticker.
They didn't. No, they got her a second sticker. And again, Nurse Crow was just so incredible. But there was nobody in line behind us when we went in for the test.
Okay.
As soon as we left the hospital for a test, maybe 5 minutes later, like they move you quick. There was a lineup of kids.
All
kids. And I'm talking 20 or 30 deep. So something, daycare must have left out or let out. And parents went to grab their kids. And then, you know, they're all calm and cool. And I walk out with Everly. And she is red-faced, screaming,
mad,
sad, yelling no's and no, and like all the other, and like,
no!
And like, and then you just see the first four kids in line
be like,
break
oh,
into tears.
Oh, no.
You know, because kids have sympathy meltdowns, and they know something's coming. They don't know what it is, but anyway. So this is, and it gets worse every time because she's smarter every time.
Yeah.
It's the worst. And I have to say, so shout out to Women's College Hospital and every hospital that's doing this, because I felt like, man, I don't think nurses, I don't know if, what they signed up for, but I don't think they signed up for this.
No.
You know what I'm saying?
You got to start doing things to stunt Everly's memory and growth now.
How do I do that?
I don't know. Feed her less milk, more pop?
Yeah, maybe. Ah.
I don't think that's what you should
start
do at
with
all.
Rotting the teeth and then into the brain.
That's right.
I enjoy that.
TJ, no.
She could always just listen to this show. It's Virgin Radio.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
I'm not the only one with a kid that's had to go for like a million COVID tests. I guess it's mostly kids that have to get them now because, I mean, obviously you have to get it if you've been exposed, whether you're vaccinated or unvaccinated. But I think it's mostly like kids who... they're unvaccinated, right? Like they're the ones.
Yeah, Everly's an anti-vaxxer. Hurry here first.
Also a flat earther doesn't understand.
No, she doesn't get it.
So what are the texts saying, Teach?
Some wild ones are coming in from the 905. I took my three-year-old a few times now. And the first time I took her, I didn't hold one arm tight enough. And since toddlers are like little hulks.
They are.
She slipped out of my hold and grabbed the Q-tip out of the nurse's hand, which had just come out of her nose, and she threw it on the ground. What she thought was a good idea, but then we had to do it all over again.
Yeah.
So she had to get it two in one sitting. Poor thing. Don't worry though, she got a McFlurry at the end of it. That's from Amanda.
That's so worth it.
That reminds me of like, do you remember when you were in grade school or when you were younger and you would have to go to the dentist because for some reason your parents always scheduled a dentist appointment at like 11 a.m. on a Tuesday?
Yeah, you get out of school.
You get out of school and you would come back with McDonald's and that feeling of superiority you would come in when you would have the McHappy meal.
When I got a flu shot, my mom would take me for a milkshake because I'm so old, I predate McFlurries. And I'm only 33.
What flavor would you get?
Chocolate, obviously. Okay. The only flavor.
My parents took me to Pizza Hut buffet.
Oh. Yeah!
What did you get?
I bet you got the Pizza Hut salad, right?
I always got salad with lots of ranch.
Yeah. All right, what are the other texts?
Last text here from the 905. The worst is having to do the home kit on them.
Ooh.
My six-year-old was too strong for me, and I needed my 11-year-old to help. And of course, the nurses on the computer watching. It was terrible.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, because so for a certain... I know for school it's different, but like for daycares and stuff, the rapid tests don't count, right?
Yeah.
And a lot of that stuff's administered at home, so they don't. You know, there could be error and that sort of thing, so they don't do it. It's also I've found out that basically it's really really hard unless you've got an event. Like if you're showing symptoms, you can't get a rapid test, but if you're not showing symptoms, you can. Isn't that bizarre?
Not a lot. in this world makes sense anymore. So yeah, that kind of does make sense.
I kind of get it though, because I guess if like you're showing symptoms, they want you to just stay home, right? Like it makes more sense than going to the clinic and confirming that you have it. As I say it out loud,
right?
I get it.
Maybe that's what needs to happen, is whoever's in charge of that, they need to say it out loud. But anyway, long story short, to all the parents who have kids that have to go get COVID tests regularly because of like little symptoms here and there that are pretty normal, shout out to you. I feel you.
Somebody just, remember how we were talking about our parents always scheduled dentist appointments really early?
Yeah.
Somebody said, did you guys not realize that they made them at 11 a.m. so they got the day off work?
Smart.
True.
Virgin Mornings.
With What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
This hour of What's Trending is brought to you by Cineplex. Cineplex has introduced CineClub, the Movie Lovers Monthly Membership for $9.99 a month plus tax. If you love movies, CineClub is for you. Join at cineclub.ca. People born in April are apparently the sexiest. This is according to new research. They use lists of the sexiest male and female celebrities from ranker.com.
Okay.
And by taking the birthdays of each celebrity, they figured out which month the sexiest people are born.
Cool.
Starting with the sexiest, it's April. 60 celebrities.
Oh.
Number 2, August. Number 3, February. Number 4, December. Number 5, any guesses? No, I'll tell you. September. 6 is March. 7 is October. 8 is November. 9 is January, 10 is May, 11 is July, and the least sexy month is June.
Really?
Yeah.
June's a good month.
You're born in April, Adam.
I'm an April boy.
How's it feel to be a sex icon?
Well, you know, it's something I was born into. Yeah. I didn't earn this, but I have enjoyed it.
Jax and I, by the way, are born in July, so this was
not good
for us.
We're having a rough time over here. Yeah.
Not a good day to be us.
Nobody's surprised.
You can get paid $40,000 a year to just lay in bed and watch Netflix. There's a luxury bed company called Crafted Beds, and they're currently accepting applications for a mattress tester. That means you can be earning $40,000 a year to just lie down, which is a great way to do it. You have to work 37 and a half hours a week, but you'll be testing a different mattress each week, taking notes and making assessments on how comfortable they are.
Hey, all right. It seems like a lot of time in bed.
Well, you spend a third of your life in
bed. But you're sleeping in bed and then working in bed. You know what I mean? It's just everything you do is in bed.
Sounds like the entire pandemic.
Hey.
Thank you, TJ.
We're going to take that bell because you're being a bit loosey-goosey
with
these days.
Very liberal with the bell. Hey, the Toronto Maple Leafs are worth $2 billion, and they're not even the most rich team in the city. The Toronto Blue Jays are worth $1.76 billion. The Leafs are number two at $2 billion. And the most expensive team in the city is the Toronto Raptors, $2.5 billion.
Wow.
Drinks are still expensive, though, at Scotiabank Arena, aren't they? Mm-hmm. I guess that's how you stay rich. And that's what's trending. I'm TJ.
Thank you, TJ. Now,
you're welcome.
A couple songs from right now. It's going to be a keyword. 5K a day. We're excited about that, right?
Yes.
$5,000 going into the weekend. So you're going to find out whether or not you won. And if not, we'll get you signed up for Monday. It's Virgin Radio.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
A 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Just got a text from the 705. I don't think it's for us. Can you bring your laundry down?
I mean, yeah, you're not going to like it, though.
We'd have to drive it all the way out to Lindsay because that's where that text message is
from. I would do it for free laundry.
You can hit us up anytime at 999-999. We are going to pump or dump Adele's brand new song. If you missed it about 5 minutes ago, we're going to play it for you again. We'll play like 30, 40 seconds of it. You're going to get the gist of the song, the chorus and everything.
It's Adele, so you know you're going to cry.
Uh-huh. But will you cry and pump or cry and dump? That would be the question.
I don't like how that was
phrased. I don't like it either.
I do.
Now, this weekend is going to be a mess weather-wise. So we got Hurricane Pamela coming in. Probably, they're saying by the afternoon the rain will start. And then we're not going to see the sun again probably until Sunday afternoon.
Yeah, the sun's overrated.
No, it's not.
It's not.
It's not, TJ. It never rains inside my condo.
We're getting into vitamin D season here, so you need to start taking your supplements.
Seasonal effectiveness disorder even.
But a couple big shows coming up this weekend that you can check out if you're on your couch, which is where I'll be. Number one, and I'm bringing this up first because I'm the only one in the room who likes it, and I'm so excited. It's season 3 of Succession.
Oh, I love Succession.
Oh, maybe something will happen this season.
It's on Crave, and it's really good, and I'm upset with these guys about it. But more importantly, especially to Jax, is the show she hates, the show she cannot stand to watch but has to watch every second.
Mm-hmm.
What is it, Jax?
Season 3 of You is out this weekend.
Now, for anybody that doesn't know what You is, it is about...
a stalker and killer, but also romance. That's the easiest way to put it.
Yeah, he is a stalker and a killer.
He becomes obsessed with these women, and he just kind of manipulates them into being part of his life. I don't want to give away any spoilers, but things don't end well, and you're somehow still attracted to him, which isn't good. It's not good.
No.
So it's Penn Badgley from Gossip Girl also.
What's interesting about this season is he has a stalker killer girlfriend now.
Well, no, they're like married.
Oh, they're married.
Yeah, and they have like a whole new life. But
interesting.
You know, like it's like Dexter marrying another Dexter. Like, you can't do that.
I heard they were just confirmed for season 4 already.
They are. They were renewed. Mm-hmm. And so I guess Netflix is expecting this to be absolutely enormous.
I'll have it done by Monday.
Will you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Perfect weekend.
I want you to come back. Not with a review, because anybody can do a review.
Okay.
I want you to come back with a list of feelings that you felt watching the show about yourself. Because one thing that came up, like when the pandemic happened, and like the first wave, and You season 1 was out, Jax started talking about this show, and she started talking about this feeling of self-loathing for watching the show. She's like, it's incredibly problematic, and I can't stop. So, Jax, when you watch this weekend with your girlfriend, Michelle, I want you to write down all the feelings that you feel about yourself and when you felt them. Not necessarily like what's happening in the scene. We don't want to give anything away. Okay. But more about the fact that, like, Jax watching this show and feeling terrible about watching the show. I want to know exactly what those feelings were and when.
I feel like the umbrella emotion will be shame. It will be shame.
You think it'll be shame?
Yes!
Okay, interesting.
That's kind of shame.
So many things, so many fun little emotions fall under the umbrella of shame, though, right?
It's one of my favorite of the bad emotions.
Virgin Mornings
with What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
Toronto was just ranked one of the most sexually liberal places in the world. And it was ranked so by a German magazine called Lust.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, say that again.
Lust. What? I'm a man.
That was hot.
Am I not allowed to lust?
Yeah.
Jax, I'm asking you.
I'm not looking at you when you do that.
She won't look at him in the eye right now. It's great.
Let's see. Anyway, Toronto's been ranked one of the most sexually permissive cities in the world, which is awesome. The study looked at things like sex shops, gay bars, gay pride, access to contraceptives and PrEP, gender discrimination laws, and sex work legality.
Amazing.
Toronto ranked 14 out of the overall 25 cities. Not the only Canadian city to make the list, by the way. Montreal came in at 9th, and Vancouver was 25th.
So dead last. Okay.
The Ontario Vaccine Passport app launched early, and people have no idea how it works. So it's kind of confusing because we've been using the receipt since the 22nd or so of September to get in the restaurants and bars and gyms, whatever. So the app is something you have to download that gives you the QR code, and then it will just beep in. You'll get a green check mark if you're good to go. Yeah. A red X means you don't have what you need, and a yellow thing means it was unscannable. You have to do it again. So they launched it a little bit early for restaurants and all these places that need it so they can kind of figure it out. Because it's not supposed to be coming out until October 22nd, but you can download it onto your phone right now. But I guess the instructions are super unclear. It says, scan the QR code on an Ontario government-issued vaccine certificate, but there's no QR code on your vaccine certificate. You're getting a vaccine certificate, which will give you the QR code.
I thought you were the QR code app.
So,
if you
can believe it, something with this whole pandemic is a little bit confusing.
No way.
So we're going to have to wait and see on that. I'm sure they're going to issue out some sort of fix for that. But
I can't wait to find out how we're stupid. Hey, how come you couldn't figure this out?
Yeah. Are you saying we're going to get gaslit again? That's crazy. Doja Cat has surpassed Drake as the rapper with the most monthly Spotify listeners. This is pretty cool. So she pulled in 63.6 million while Drake only got a measly 63.3.
Damn.
So, again, we don't make enough of a big deal about what a year Doja Cat has had. She had like 4 or 5 hits. And Adam, you were saying, like, once she goes on tour.
I think that'll really, she'll get the opportunity to really own the years she's had. It's like her and Dua Lipa had a massive 18 months, but nobody could go anywhere.
Yeah.
Felt really bad for Dua Lipa because right before the pandemic really hit, in like January, that it's going to be her year.
Yeah.
That's what's trending in TJ.
Thank you, TJ. Leafs tickets for this Saturday, I think, right? Yeah. Well, Leafs tickets anyway. Got them for you at 9 o'clock. We'll figure out the date. I'll let you know at 9. But play a little sports questions with Jax starting at 9 o'clock. We'll tell you how. Here's Ed Sheeran. It's Shivers, 99.9 Virgin Radio.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Welcome to the game we like to call...
Sports Questions with Jax.
Sports Questions with Jax, all right. So it's basically trivia, how we always do it. Jax is going to ask the questions. TJ and I are going to compete. TJ.
Yes.
How much do you like losing?
Uh-oh.
I hate losing more than I love winning.
What I love about TJ is he owns that. I think that's really important. You got to know thyself, right?
Val and I can't even play Uno at home anymore because if I lose, I have a meltdown.
Even if you have strip Uno?
There was an occasion where we were playing strip Uno and I wasn't doing so hot at the beginning and then I felt vulnerable and sad.
So if you pick Team TJ,
because
here's the thing, you're going to have to pick TJ, you're going to have to pick me. Team TJ, Team Adam, 999, that's what you use. Whoever wins this, somebody who picked us correctly will win. Now, with TJ, it's really, really important that you know that he is, he wants to win everything.
Incredibly competitive.
Yes.
For me, I could take it or leave it.
Which makes it even worse if I lose to you because I care so much.
Now, I do have some rules for you, gentlemen.
Okay, what is
it? Oh, here we go.
Because we're putting you guys against each other. So to buzz in, you have to say your name. Okay?
By the way, did I say this is for Toronto Maple Leafs tickets?
Oh.
Because it's for Toronto Maple Leafs tickets.
I thought that's what... Oh!
Yeah,
sorry. That's what you started with.
Go ahead, sorry. My bad.
Toronto Maple Leafs tickets, go team. That's okay. What I always say.
What are the rules?
The rules are to buzz in, you have to say your name first.
Okay.
And boys, I have to finish the question before you buzz in, okay? I mean it. TJ?
Not our fault that you read slow.
TJ's looking away.
TJ.
He knows. All right, here we go.
All right, first one to get to five is gonna win the whole game. TJ, right. Don't look at me. Okay. Ouch. This Canadian team has a name that is spicy and could be hot to the touch.
TJ?
Okay.
Flames?
Yeah.
Oh.
Spicy.
Canadian team?
What's that? Yeah, Canadian team, yeah.
The Calgary Flames.
Oh, the Flames. Yeah, I thought you said the Wings.
Oh, sorry,
that
Calgary
spicy wings.
Flames. Yeah,
okay.
Sorry.
Yeah. Let's just...
All right,
okay.
What actor played Coach Bombay in The Mighty Ducks?
Adam. Emilio Estevez. The Mighty Ducks!
Yeah,
the
Mighty Ducks! All right. Number three. So we're tied here, boys.
All right, thanks, Jack.
Who was the captain of the Leafs in 1996?
TJ. Matt Sundin?
Adam. Oh. Doug Gilmore.
Oh, we're stealing now?
Yeah.
Okay, yep.
Hey!
It's Gilmore.
It's my boy Dougie. I love him.
Yeah, I was four years old. You were much older than me.
That's true. I'm old.
Which hockey player was once married to Lizzie McGuire, a.k.a. Hillary Duff?
TJ.
Okay.
Mike Comrie.
Yay!
Hey! All right.
We're tied up.
Okay.
Okay, so what is this infraction called? Uh-oh. A player has shot over the center red line and the opposing team's...
No, shoot.
No.
And the opposing... Uh-oh. You can't do that.
Keep going.
And the opposing team's... red goal line in that order.
TJ?
Yeah.
Icing?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Does that mean TJ wins?
What's that? Yeah. Oh, no, we were going to go to five.
Oh, we're going to five.
Yeah,
okay.
We're going to five.
All right. Two away from
TJ would like this. Okay. These hockey bad boys won the Stanley Cup 2 years in a row in 98 and 99.
TJ.
He beat me. Kay. He beat me too.
Detroit Red Wings.
Ding, ding, ding,
oh,
ding.
Oh, he's one away. He's one away.
One away.
Which one of us has a hockey podcast again?
All
and,
right.
And network to back that up, too.
Adam, that's get great. This one and you can tie it up, but if not,
no,
TJ is the winner.
Because I'm too behind.
Right, true. True. Okay. Sparky the Dragon is this team's mascot.
Sparky the Dragon.
I may have written that wrong.
Adam. Do you mean Sparta Cat from the Ottawa Senators?
What's that?
Spartacat?
No, Sparky the Dragon.
Sparky
yeah,
the Dragon?
Yeah, you guys looked at me like I was stupid, so I had to double check it. No,
Sparky the Dragon.
TJ? The New York Islanders.
Yeah!
Wow! TJ, that's a deep cut.
Thank you. Well done.
Listen.
Wow, that sounded made up.
Why do the New York Islanders have a dragon?
Hang on, I'm Googling that right now.
Look at it. I was like, wait, did
Sparky,
I not
get okay.
this question
dragon.
Right?
All right. Well, listen. If you pick Team TJ.
TJ.
All I know is that he served as the mascot for the New York Dragons arena football team until 2009, the team's demise. And then
the Islanders picked him up.
He's quite menacing looking. Congratulations, TJ.
So TJ feels good. I feel good. Because now I know
we feel comfortable now.
And
we feel safe. Yeah.
And you are going to feel good when you win Toronto Maple Leafs tickets. So here's the deal. If you pick Team TJ, we're going to call you back, and you're going to be a big winner. So make sure you pick up the phone, because if you don't pick up, you don't win.
Virgin Mornings.
With What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
Do you know the hottest celebrities are apparently born in April? This is according to new research, and I use the term research very loosely.
Don't you?
They use lists of the sexiest male celebrities and female celebrities from Ranker.com. And by taking the birthdays of each celebrity, they compiled this list. So starting at number one is April. Number two, August. Number three, February. Number four, December. Five, September. Six, March. Seven, October. Eight, November. Nine, January. 10, May. 11, July. And the least sexy
July,
month is
what?
June.
Okay. Mm.
Jax and I are July babies, so this list hurts. Adam, of course, is born in April. So
but you knew feeling, that. Yeah. You just had to look at this.
Noted yeah. sex icon.
Is that right? Yeah. Okay. All right.
Hey, you can get paid 40 grand a year to just lay in bed and watch Netflix, or as the kids are calling it, the flicks.
I will find 40 grand to get out of bed. Like, this, the past 2 years have been too much. No, but all we do is lay in bed these days. It's too much. It's too
great?
Much.
There's a luxury bed company called Crafted Beds, and they're currently accepting applications for mattress testers. So basically, you just lay in bed for 40 grand a year. You work a full 40-hour work week, but you'll be testing a different mattress each week, taking notes and making assessments on how comfortable they are. I like that you spend a week on a mattress.
Yeah, I like that
just
too.
A day. Yeah. Hey, did you know that the Toronto the Maple Leafs, though they lost last night, they were $2 billion?
Wow.
Not the most expensive sports team in the city, though. The Toronto Blue Jays are worth $1.76 billion. The Leafs are worth $2 billion flat. And the Toronto Raptors are worth $2.55 billion.
Can wow. you imagine how much the Leafs would have been worth had they
don't,
won last year,
guys? Oh, don't
year,
you
guys?
Dare. Don't you dare.
Oh,
how dare you?
Still upset? Uh-oh.
Cuts like a knife. That's what's trending. I'm TJ.
Thank you, TJ. Hey, we're all done. But we're not. The station Whoa. Isn't. This is a great way
pardon,
to end the week.
Pardon me?
Jax and TJ and I are going to leave for the weekend, and we're going to make way for Shannon Burns, who's going to have a keyword for you for 5K a day. And let me remind you as well, on Monday, live rent-free. We're going to give you an entire year's rent starting Monday on 99.9. Virgin Radio. So that's pretty exciting. 99.9virginradio.ca for details. Here's our favorite song. It's Lil Nas X. Jack Harlow, Industry Baby. Have a great weekend.
Love
Ciao.
You.
Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.